glad to have you in here. That's the day that another villain, first villain that was created, Adolf Hitler. His death was announced 1945 on May the 1st. Now, this occultist date for Beltane makes sense when you see that the Sumerian god Enlil is known to us as Baal. That's where we get Baal. On the Mesopotamian plains, the tablets that were dug up, and all these mythical gods, this is where this evidence comes from, and there is an elite group in the earth that practices this religion, this occult religion, religiously. And these are the sons of Satan, the original genetics from the fallen angels, and these are the blue bloods. Now, you know, we had, what was it, the royal wedding? Wonder why it was planned. Well, we're going to tell you the death of Osama announced on May the 1st. We're going to tell you what that means. And there are six planets aligned at very powerful astrological influences, and they seize all of these opportunities to perform these rituals to Baal, the sacrificing to Baal. It's not a new thing, folks. This is an old ritual, biblically revealed, if you study the Bible about Baal. Most people don't even know what in the heck's going on. Most religions are nothing but pagan religions of people sitting in the church house with their brains parked, left in the foliars, and their rumps for a brain. I mean, it's sad to see what's going on under our nose, and the modern Christian church is nothing but Baal temples, phallic symbols of Baalism. All this is based on the Catholicism, which is the whore that corrupted the whole earth. Now, the Kabbalistic truth of the Baalism developed from Babylon, where they studied, these Kabbalists, they studied their information, these scribes and Pharisees, and these wise men. They love the chief seats, and they're still in them today. They run the world, and there is a certain fear of them. It was true in the time of Christ. They feared the Jews. Now, we're not talking about the real Jews. We're talking about those who claim to be Jews and are not. Still around. We're still using these rituals, masonry, the lodges, the odd fellows, and what else are they called? All these names that they have came from Babylon with the modern day money usury based banking system. And it's all linked to the fallen gods who from heaven to earth came and gave this wisdom to their sons and their offspring, so that they could practice. Now, I know that you've heard of Lady Gaga. Well, it's true that if you know anything about the occult, Lady Gaga, it took her name from the Babylonian Sumerian god, Gaga. She just published an album, a tribute to Judas, And in the lyrics, she says she's fallen in love with Judas. These are all satanic. And our young children watch this, and they're taken in by this occult symbolism under the form of music. And I thought about the evil of listening to this satanic-induced music. It's very appealing. It appeals to the carnal senses. Now, to establish that Barack Obama there's a fake birth certificate, all charges against him federally has been dropped. He's clear. Barack Obama. But he indicted himself when he published his birth certificate because he helped co-sponsor a bill, Barack Obama. Now this is a cover-up to divert. It's an attention diversion. It was the ace in the hole that they had Mr. Osama on ice waiting for the proper time to announce his death to give a shot of arm to bring out the flag wavers. And oh boy, does it ever work. It never fails. Our people are so dumb. They're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They play right into the hands. But his low ratings, he was at the lowest point. He's running for re-election. The New World Order definitely won't seem to win again. But on the birth certificate, he listed his father as African, not American. And the bill that Mr. Barack Obama, when he was a senator, he co-sponsored this bill that said that a president must hold office by having two American citizens as their parents. And so this is, it's right on his birth certificate. They can, actually, when they bring this to the public attention, if they want to, and I doubt they want to since they played their ace in the hole, and they pulled Obama out of the bag, the ice bag, and on a very occult day, the day same day that they announced that Hitler was dead, here we bring the cheering crowd, the thank you, Mr. Obama. Oh, we love the guy now. He's a hero. Oh, he was very concerned when they took the White House shot, standing there biting his nails, and Mrs. Clinton with her hand over her mouth. All these are New World Order occultists. And on May Day, the 1st, this is the day of Beltane. The word Beltane in Gaelic is May. So May the 1st, this is a high Sabbath for the occultists. For Baal. These are Baal worshippers, ladies and gentlemen. They're running the world. Miss Gaga, if you listen to her, and I don't recommend that you do, but if you'd like, if you study and you're interested in it, you just listen to her song. An incredible amount. This was written for her at this time with her influence. They had an incredible amount of occultist references in her music. It's named after a Babylonian deity. And all these roads appear to lead back to Nimrod, the first mighty dictator, and the world power at the bottom of the Tower of Babel. if you want to really look and see what the Tower of Babel might represent, go to the United Nations in New York, which figures to be 666. You see, the New World Order, Tower of Babel, is beginning to crumble. They needed something to give it a shot in the arm. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to prepare for a time when everything is now peaceful, where it is. We're celebrating. Watch. Now, I talked last night on the fact that the Madryn fault line would be a very good opportunity to bring the USA, this is the nation that is hated. It's a covenant nation. It was a blessed nation, and still is, by the way, although it's been in the hands of the enemy, the occult, since 1776, which, incidentally, was the day, May the 1st, 1776, when this system was celebrated and installed. We've been in slavery with this money usury-based banking system for thousands of years. But slowly, we are beginning to wake up. We're beginning to connect the dots. I don't know why. I don't know why that we're waking up, but praise Yahweh, we are. And before that, Satan knows. Now listen, when he sees the movement and the awakening, he knows that he's only got a short time to do his thing. Now, they're running scared, and they got to run fast. And they've got to get ready to bring in the time of trouble. This is a diversion cover-up. The economic system will crash purposely. That's why you see gold and silver going up. But the day will come when they will get everybody's gold and silver. They're going to own it all. That's what they want. That's what they're going to get. They want a loss of life with a third world war. It's coming. Pronounced. America has to be brought to its knees to weaken its people. Yahweh has placed the sons of Joseph. America is the nation that was prophesied in the book of Genesis, chapter 48. Joseph is the fruitful bough, the house of the United States, the 13 colonies, if you will, the prophetic nation with a covenant. Hail from beneath. Heaven above will never disannul that covenant for as long as there is a sun and a moon. There will be the new Jerusalem, the USA, headed up by the sons of Joseph. Yes, in spite of all the evil of this nation, we still have an undertow of that covenant of blessing. Now, with May the 1st, known, as I said, as Beltane in the pagan spiritual realm, get this now, we wrestle not against power, The enemy knows this. The ritual, do it according to the rituals. I have taught this for years and nobody will listen. It's awful how we've been deceived. We want this churchianity. We want the steeple, the phallus, and the cross, which is the vagina. And we want that because we grew up with that, with a pagan name. And how do we get turned around? I do not know. I really don't. I just don't know how we're going to turn things around, but I know who's going to turn it around. I don't know what the future holds, but I do know who holds the future. That's what keeps me hanging on and looking up, because the Bible says your redemption draweth nigh. The planet. It's an opportune time for a rather amazing astronomical, and I really study the heavens a little bit, out for over 40 years. And when you see the alignments, you know there's a power struggle between good and bad. Right now, for the next several weeks, now listen to this, they catch this opportune time, there are six planets aligned in the sky. Now, if you missed it, you don't know about it, then there's still time for you to study. The planets have been hidden by the sun. I said last night that there's going to come a time somewhere in the next year in the heavens. The sign. He said, watch for the sign of the coming. 20 and 12, I've got over 40 hours of teaching on it. You'd be well served to go back and listen to the whole 40 hours posted on oneyahweh.com. Bob's got them all there. They're all there for you. Now, with these hidden six aligned until recently, but now Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, and Neptune are visible in the morning sky if you'll just get up. Six of them. You can see the first four with the naked eye. If you want to see the last two, Uranus and Neptune, then you need just a regular pair of binoculars or a small telescope. And these planetary alignments, known by the Illuminati, bring dire warnings of doomsday. And this year, there are interesting times because they arrived, listen to this now, on May Day and Beltane, and since it's unlikely that there really will be any doom that arises from the six planets aligned, then they're going to make doomsday. We got HARP. We have unusual weather patterns. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, why would they want to destroy the USA? New Jerusalem, wake up! The city of promise coming down from God out of heaven. The time is near. Are you ready? Are you willing? And are you able to pick up the pieces and put the mystery of iniquity out of touch with reality to screw your head on right, get your fanny out of a dead bell box, and listen to someone that could tell you what's going on around you for recognizing the signs is very critical. Everything points to Cyrus. This is the planet of the fallen ones. The Illuminati are getting all of their instruction from the fourth dimension. And how they open it is with these satanic rituals. And you say, well, I never heard of such thing, Pastor Buddy. I don't believe that. Our church don't teach that. Know your enemy. We wrestle not against powers, but against principalities, against spiritual wickedness in high places, and the rituals of the earthly evil. I create good, Yahweh said, and evil. They know the rituals of the evil. Do you know the antidote of the rituals of the good? Late on May the 1st, about the same time now, it's critical for timing. You notice Obama stalled till late in the evening. Mr. Obama's got in on some things that he probably didn't know anything about. I don't know right now. He's probably too far in. But whether if he'd have known that all these things were going to happen and he was going to be the head of it and have to keep a straight face as they go about lying, and the whole world eats it up. The people love a lie. And they're all going to be damned if they don't turn back to the truth. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 27, you must read that to understand the Illuminati's power base. There is an antidote, or there is a knowledge or a ritual performance to overcome that power base, but no one that I know of knows how to perform it or even how to remotely teach it to the point that people will sincerely believe it. Mr. Obama's TV announcement on Sunday, May the 1st, we go back to 1945, in May the 1st, we have an announcement that evil, and I can remember in the World War II, how evil this man appeared to be. He was made to be a villain, just like Osama bin Laden. Now they don't have him. We don't have Hitler no more. And we certainly don't have Mr. Osama. I'm sure he didn't know what he was getting into when he joined the CIA. But the German radio announced on May the 1st, 1945, that he had died. On May the 1st, 2009, same-sex marriage is legalized in Sweden. Now it's moved to the shores of the USA. Now we're having, I think that was New Hampshire, I'm not sure. And if it's not New Hampshire, I apologize to the citizens of New Hampshire tonight as you listen to Pastor Buddy around the world on JWRV. Beginning Monday night, we'll be back on the kicker 50-50. And you'll notice a big difference in the internet with better sound. It's going to be louder for you. You cried out for it, and Dave's going to deliver it, and I'm so thankful that in some cultures, listen, May the 1st is the official beginning of summer. In many places, May Day is also the Communist Labor Day. Remember they used to have their parades and show off their socialist, communist nature? Well, we've got a socialist president right now running America. Have they got something planned for America? Because this is a coveted nation in the world, the number one nation in the world. We have lost the credibility. Yes, the evil are running. We lie. Yes, we lie. We have went out of our way. They've gone out of their way to make America change its very nature from a lamb to a beast. That was planned. You were foretold about it in the America, USA, chapter, Revelation 13. Read it and weep. For these things that are coming up on us, May the 1st is the anniversary that Mr. Bush, remember when he got in the airplane and after the war, it wasn't very long that Bush flew on the aircraft carrier and made a landing, and on May the 1st, in 2003, he gave mission accomplished, prematurely announcing an end to combat in Iraq. Well, it didn't end, and it ain't ended yet. The occult calendar is divided into four segments of 13 weeks each. 13. April the 30th. Remember that date? May the 1st is the Beltane Festival, or May Day Festival, celebrated by these Wiccans and the Druids. It's also called a Purchase Night. It's the highest day on the witch's calendar. No wonder they love this day. No, can you believe that your government is involved in witchcraft? Well, that beloved Ronald Reagan, did you know that he had his chart read and they had the astrologers come in and direct the nation? They won't do anything. This nation is the second to the objective of the New World Order. This is just a stepping stone. This is the seat of the authority. The most powerless nation, and whatever they decide to do, America is treated in such a way by the manipulators, the mind controllers. When you should be on your knees, you're up cheering and waving the flag. The highest day on the Druidic witch's calendar, May the 1st. It's the Illuminati's second most sacred day. And let me give you a clue. Human sacrifice is required. You say, oh, we don't do that no more, Pastor Buddy. Glory to God. That was back in the pagan days. If you think paganism is dead, guess again. If you think powerful men that run the world is dead, guess again. The celebration begins the night before Beltane, which is May Day, and the tradition was developed among the occult to celebrate May Day as a two-day ceremony. May 1 and May 2. The tradition, or April 30th and May the 1st, the tradition was strong enough that Adolf Hitler decided to kill himself, we're told, on April the 30th, at 3:30 p.m., thus creating the 333 and placing his suicidal sacrifice within the Beltane time frame. Now, great bonfires are lit on the eve of Beltane in order to welcome the Earth Goddess, Gaga, Lady Gaga, Lady Gaga. Participants hope to gain favor with that goddess, so she will bless their families with creation abilities, procreative fertility. Easter, does it bring anything? The spring festival. The church practices it in a religious way, and we also find it interesting that the Royal House of Windsor, listen to me, who scheduled their wedding in this time frame with the alignment with the astrologers setting the pace, the House of Windsor still today lights a Beltane bellfire every year. Now, do you believe that? There's an antidote. You can sit along the maypole. You can light the wah. That's the good circle. There's an evil circle. There's a bad circle. And you must be able to manipulate both to control. The maypole originated from the celebration of Beltane, since fertility is being asked of the Earth Goddess. The maypole is the phallic symbol, and the circular, there it is, dance around the pole forms the circle that is symbolic of the female sex organ. 4 6-foot alternated red and white ribbons is connected to the pole, red and white. The men would dance counterclockwise, with the ladies dancing clockwise, and the union of the intertwining red and white ribbons symbolized the act of copulation to form a DNA pattern, and it's a fertility celebration day. And in Christianity, it is practiced in the spring festival also, with a symbol of the rabbit, which is a sexual performance. And so we have these pagan rituals. Here in May, we have the counter, we have the antidote, we have the Passover. Always on the 15th, which is the full moon, under the full power, this time, of 6 major planets, when we will meet on the sacred circle to light the wah, encounter the antidote, ladies and gentlemen, the good versus the evil. The realm, the heavens, ask anybody that's ever been to some of our meetings when we cleanse the heavens and the powers. You watch what happens. This time, we've got a special offering for those who gather here on May the 15th, mid-May, the time that the creator of the whole majestic order Now, the Roman goddess, Maya, the majestic, the alternate names, Maitissa, Maya, majestic, origin of the word magic, which is essentially a doubling of her name, Gaga, Maya, to indicate her power as both Maya and Maestas. They have the roots in Latin, magnus, great or powerful. She was honored by the Romans on the 1st, listen to this, and the 15th of May. You see how they counter into the sacred circle of righteousness? There is an antidote. Now, her husband, sometimes, called the fire god Vulcan. She was also associated with Ops, noting in the Egyptian Illuminati circles, it's the Eye of Horus. The earth goddess that symbolizes the wealth of the earth. Who controls it? By what means? The way they hang on to the wealth, lady, and their power is through these rituals. See? Yahweh said, do it according to the rituals. We faithfully practice a Passover. The blood. The devil don't like the blood. If you don't think he gets mad, just ask some of the Passover participants along about a month before the time Satan gets so angry. And here's why. In ancient Rome, the flamen, the priest, who officially oversees the rites of Vulcan, sacrificed a pregnant sow to Maya on the 1st day of May. On the what? The 1st day of May. There is a demand for a sacrifice. And the offering of a pregnant sow was traditionally given to the earth goddess, such as Tellus or Creus, and signified both the remarkable fecundity of the earth, as there are usually between 6 and 12 piglets in a litter. 6 is the number of man, and 12 is the organization and the control of him, as well as the darker side of earth, as the sows have been known to eat their young. In ancient Greece, a sow was an appropriate sacrifice to Demeter and had been her favorite animal. Since she had been the great goddess of archaic times, initiates at the Eleusinian mysteries began by sacrificing a pig. In ancient Egypt, again, pigs were associated with Seth, the rival to the sun god Horus. Well, what are they doing today? They're still sacrificing pigs. Christians are doing it. Just ask them. On Passover, they sacrifice a pig. They bake the ham. This is in respect to Osiris, who had association with swine, and the Egyptians, according to Herodotus, sacrificed a pig to him annually. And when said at full moon, hunted the boar in the Delta marshes. They hunted the boar in the form of Osiris, whose human body had been recovered from the sacred tree by Isis. Oh, the demon slayer of the harvest god, also known as a boar form, he was a black pig who devoured the waning moon and blinded the eye of Ra. with the occult history of association of the pig and the war between Set and Osiris, light and darkness, you get it? Heaven and earth is significant that the pig was a central feature of Daniel's prophecy of the abomination of desolation. When Titus, the Roman general, came in, tore down the wall around the temple and took the altar of the fire and sacrifice and sacrificed purposely a pig on the 15th of May. And it's known in the Seleucid kingdom, King Antiochus IV is recognized as the chief prototype or forerunner of the Antichrist and labeled his coins when he printed them as the God made manifest. Are we going to have a Messiah? The Antichrist, is he coming to his throne in the year of 2012? Are these sacrificed pigs, the demand of blood, this alignment and this ritual, the abomination of desolation, is it about to be placed, as it's mentioned in Matthew 24:15? Man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, the one that says he is Christ, but he's anti, affirmed by Apostle Paul in 2 Thessalonians. In Daniel 9:27, I gotta close. The passage says, in the middle of the week, he will put a stop to sacrifice and grain offerings. And on the wings of abominations, he will come to make desolate. In other words, the future prince is going to arrive at the exact time and do exactly what Antiochus did in the second century according to the biblical Hebrew. The abomination is a familiar term for an idol and therefore may well have the same application in Daniel, where we are mentioning the appalling abomination. Is it soon to be placed? Does the devil know that he has but a short time? The Baal worshippers, the Lord proclaimers. Remind you of anybody that you know who proclaims the Lord? Oh, the Lord loves you. We eat swine's flesh on the Passover. That's what they do on Easter. All of it paganistic. April the 19th is the day of sacrifice to Baal. Remember? Timothy McVeigh. Remember Waco? April 19th. A day to sacrifice to Baal and Moloch. April the 24th. St. Mark's Eve, the news of swine flu was announced in the U.S. April the 26th, beginning to reckon from 26th to May the 1st, was Corpus de Baal, or Body of Baal recognition. April the 30th, Beltane, Satanic High Sabbath, and the Feast of Wapurgis. May the 1st, May Day, Satanic New Year's Day, connected to sacrificing to their gods, just like they did in biblical days. Nothing has changed. We cleaned it up and called it Christianity. and the Illuminati-backed New World Order works closely with them and the ascended masters of fallen angels are the gods that they worship, and the Illuminati, the sons of Baal, the sons of Satan, are working feverishly because Satan demands blood. We're fixing to have a bloodletting, a new World War III to end everything that we talked about, to bring it to fruition, get the good times going. The bankers need more money. It's another plot, it's another plan. They don't care about war. They form wars. They finance wars. They begin wars and they end wars. They are the gods of Satan. May the 1st, remember it, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget it. The day Osama bin Laden died, according to the Illuminati, according to some of the witnesses, he died in 201, before we even had 911. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to get off here tonight. I'm Pastor Buddy. You can write me, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Stay abreast. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You fear knowledge? You want to keep your head in the sand? You better look up. If I catch you eating and drinking the swine's flesh on May the 1st or May the 15th, Passover, call it Ishtar or Easter, you might lose your inheritance. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now, remind you that we will be on WWRB 3.185. Or the 3.185, that's the master transmitter tower. But we're going to the equalization of 50-50. WWCR is 4840, so it's in the same range where we can transmit on a power or a level, both of them 100-watt stations, both of them kicking out the same power, and we're going back to 50-50, and we're going to renew 50-50, and you should be able to get it. If you don't, then you contact Pastor Buddy, pass it on to Pastor Buddy, or Brother Dave, station manager at WWRB, and they will tell you how to hook up to WWRB and receive it wherever you're at. We could go west in proper time frames, and we are going to change our times and our schedule. I will be announcing that Monday off of the new 50-50 contact for our time schedule. And I'll talk more about it Friday and Saturday of this week. And we'll let you know our time, new times, and you stay alert. Bob will be posting them on our website if you happen to miss the programs. It will also be scheduled, a new schedule, on WWRB schedule of 50-50. You can go to WWRB website and look at the scheduling. It'll all be new. It'll all be times new and revamped somewhat. Make sure that you're in a time for the proper time frame for these changes. Don't let them come up on you unaware. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't release Mr. Osama bin Laden's pictures. Too gross. My, my. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you can do a lot with a body that you have on ice. You can do a lot of things with photography. I'm not saying that I'm a skeptic. I'm just saying Mayday, Mayday. What? Mayday, that's the distress signal. Mayday. Now, the U.S. Corps of Engineers is going to flood 130,000 acres of the finest bottomland in the U.S. with hundreds of homes to save Cairo, Illinois, a rundown town with no economic or industrial value, pardon me, of those in Cairo. Just being done during a year when the Midwest has been very wet, corn plantings are way behind. At present, they're planning a food famine. I've warned you, Pastor Buddy's warned you. Get ready. Get ready for Mayday, Mayday. The New World Order is here to stay until they place the abomination, make us desolate. That'll be their mistake. And there is a counter antidote of people who know how to get on a sacred circle and worship Yahweh in spirit and truth. It's all biblical. I've taught on this before. Go to our website and read the document that we got. We got a whole document on the sacred circle. It'll take you a day to read it, or longer. Bob's got it posted there. Written by one of our friends in Canada. You need to read that. It's loaded with information on the power of the circle. We're not talking about the Mayday circle of May the 1st. We're talking about May the 15th on the Wa circle, not the Maypole circle of fertility to the goddess and the gods and the foul symbols where they give power to the beast. This is power to Yahweh. And he explains it to you in the 27th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Read it. You'll see what, Pastor Buddy, it may be above your head, but if you'll go and read the document that Bob has got posted there, written by a friend of ours in Canada, you'll learn some valuable information on the sacred circle and what you are commanded to do. You're not hoped to do it. You see, churchianity is the bell box. Lord is Baal. Flee from it. I've got to get out of here. My time is coming down. May Yahweh bless you. And I'll see you Friday night around the world, WWRB. Yahweh bless.